And we'll stay with the themes of climate change and geoengineering for the final part of today's program, as we hear about a new online offering from the ABC's innovation team. It's a drama come alternate reality game come interactive experience, and it's called Bluebird AR.
The climate crisis is worse than we thought, but our leaders just keep arguing. Are we too late to prevent disaster? Not if we innovate. Project Bluebird would let us...
Now, Bluebird is ready to fly. It takes off officially from next week. And the brains behind Bluebird are online producers Sam Doust and Amy Nelson. Here's Amy.
We've designed it really to be an immersive narrative that plays out online, and it's much like a detective story, really, because what happens is we reveal a particular scenario through one of our characters and ask the audience to suspend disbelief and react and think about what they would do and say if something like this really happened, and then sort of help get involved with unravelling the story and the truth behind what this person is asserting. So there are definite crossovers with that standard definition, I suppose, of a serious game in an ARG, but we felt like we wanted to also just experiment a little and cross it over with a more traditional online narrative project where, yeah, you are kind of unravelling things each week and piecing a story together.
Now, the story, though, without giving too much away, the story revolves around some very big issues, some very important issues, doesn't it? Climate change and even geoengineering, which we've been talking about in the program today. Why did you choose those kinds of issues to explore with this project?
We wanted to come up with something that was climate-based or environment-based just because we feel like... Well, this was 2 years ago as well. This was about exactly 2 years ago this time in 2008. And we realised that there were some pretty big climate discussions coming up. The Copenhagen conference was going to be happening in 2009. There'd been more and more pretty scary reports in the science world of how dire global warming was looking. And so, it was pretty easy kind of choosing a topic that would be one that would be fun to have people debating and getting involved with. But while we were looking into that, we also discovered for ourselves this area of science called geoengineering. And the way we came to that was actually through a Radio National podcast from Background Briefing by Wendy Carlisle, and that piece was called The Climate Engineers, and it went to air, I think, in April 2008, and we were really taken by that piece because, me especially, I hadn't heard of the concept of geoengineering before, and when Wendy explained some of the science, I think Sam and I just both stopped and thought, what if we got to the point where the world wanted to resort to geoengineering?
Well, it's good to know that Radio National's played a little part in the formulation, I guess, of this
absolutely.
Project.
Absolutely. Yeah, that piece was really inspiring.
How will people who want to take part in Bluebird, how will they be able to engage with this project?
There's a number of levels, I suppose, that people can get involved. And that was actually, I think one of the trickiest things about designing interaction with alternate reality initiatives is you know that there will be a small but very hardcore pointy end of the audience who absolutely want to be solving things every minute of the day and also be the first to make discoveries about particular parts of the story. But then there's a middle band of people who will dip in and out of the story, and they'll participate sometimes, but other times they're happy to sit back and see how things unfold. And then the biggest part of the audience is typically people who literally just sit back and watch everything unfold. And
so in terms of designing this project, it must be quite difficult, I imagine. You'd have to have a great deal of flexibility over the, built into the structure of the game over the 6 week period that it runs.
You do. You need to be prepared to be reactive. You don't know, of course, which order the audience are going to discover different clues and different parts of the story, and you don't know how they're going to react when they find out about those. I would have to say that's probably been the hardest part for us, is working out how do we design this so that we can be reactive. But also, I have to say, resource-wise, it's actually really hard to make a story that's completely reactive. So we have got a story that definitely has a structure, a predetermined structure to a certain point, but it's not as though we're unleashing something where the audience can run with it and shape it every step of the way. It's not quite that open and fluid, but there's definitely room here for us to be, as you say, reacting along the way and making people feel like their contributions are being seen and heard and that it's all really important and it's all part of the fun of unlocking the story of Bluebird.
Now, the Bluebird project actually gets underway proper next week, if people want to engage with it. But I understand that there is already material on the internet at the moment if people want to jump in and start exploring some of the characters, almost like a preview, I guess.
Absolutely. And we've got 3 character spaces online at the moment, and they're all accessible via the ABC's Bluebird website, which is at abc.net.au/bluebird. So there are 2 character blogs and the site of an online documentary called Now I Can Change the World. So we definitely encourage people to start having a look at those faces right now.
Well, Amy Nelson, thank you very much. Good luck with the launch, and we'll keep watching Bluebird and come back to it at a later time.
Great. Thank you very much.
And there's a link to the Bluebird project on our site.